David Moore from Astronomy Ireland is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe.
And thank you so much. It's great to have you back on the show, David. What's this about a celestial firework display tomorrow night?
Yes, we're going to get the best meteor shower in several years. Tonight, tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow is really the peak, Saturday. I even saw some this morning before the sun brightened the sky up. So they've already started. They're called the Geminids, and they build all this week, peak on Saturday, and then die away. And they're known for fireballs. We expect 20 times more shooting stars than a normal night, and we want people all across the country to get out and count them.
So tell me, it's a meteor shower. So what exactly is happening when we see this display in the nighttime sky? What exactly is happening?
Well, the word shooting star is a misnomer. They're nothing to do with stars. They're all to do with comets. And as we go around the sun, right now you and I are traveling at about 67,000 miles an hour around the sun. And comets are going around the sun as well, and they shed lots of bits of dust, smaller than a grain of sand, all around their orbits. And as they've been around hundreds, maybe thousands of times, even though the solid lump of the comet is gone, the little bits of dust still remain in space, and we can't see them until we slam into them. So they're like bugs spatting on your windscreen as you plow down a motorway. And the friction, the heat with the Earth's upper atmosphere makes them vaporize the air and the little speck of dust. And although it's only the size of a grain of sand, you can see it from hundreds of miles away. That's how far a typical meteor or shooting star is. Gives you some idea how ferocious the event would be if you were up close. So there are bits of space debris that the Earth is plowing through at this time of year.
So you mentioned there this show, this shower, will be, it's already underway, if I can put it that way, and one should get a really good ringside seat tonight, weather permitting. So what is the advice you're giving listeners this morning in relation to the best times to see this remarkable show?
Yeah, the forecast looks good. So typically on a dark night, you'd see maybe one meteor every 10 minutes. But we're expecting one or two per minute tomorrow night especially, maybe half that much the night before and the night after, which is still 10 times more than normal. Don't wait for the maximum night, especially in Ireland. You know, it's most nights in Ireland are cloudy, so take a clear sky when you can. I'll certainly be focusing Friday, Saturday and Sunday night on the Geminid meteor shower. And the moon won't be up on Saturday night, technically Sunday morning, till 3 a.m. So a great time to see it is from dusk until then, in perfect skies, especially if you live out in the countryside. But even city dwellers can see these. I've had fantastic views of the Geminids in the past from the suburbs of Dublin, sitting in a deck chair, because it's known for fireballs, which are especially bright meteors. In fact, the one I saw this morning was about as bright as the North Star. And some of them leave glowing trains behind them. So something to get the whole family out. Wrap up well at this time of year. It was ice about this morning. And you won't suffer while you watch this natural celestial fireworks display, which is on a huge scale. The entire northern hemisphere of the Earth and a bit of the southern hemisphere can see this display, and it's visible all night long. So go to our website, astronomy.ie. You'll see a page there on the Geminids, and just want people to count how many they see every 15 minutes, because that's how we know the shower has been getting a bit stronger over the past few years. Another big one in August, and it's declined a bit, so it leaves this one now in December about twice as strong as the one in the summer, albeit a bit colder to actually observe. But, you know, you have to take what you can get, and if you get a celestial fireworks display, just wrap up well. You won't have any problems. And no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing.
Alright, we'll leave it at that. Enjoy the show, David, and thank you indeed for being with us on the show this morning. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. And by the way, it's a meteorite, okay? It's a meteor shower, Not to be confused with UFOs and unidentified flying objects. These are meteorites. These are expected. And as I said, if you're going out with your deck chair tonight or over the weekend, enjoy.